Craig, before we take calls, can you give us these seven highlights that you think can help us escape this inflationary mess?
You bet, George. And these are things we can do collectively as a people. They're not individual steps that we outline in the book. These are what we can do as Americans. Number one, we need to vote inflation out by electing honest lawmakers. I mean, let's be honest about it. Most people go into politics because they love power, fame, money.
That's right.
They love the ability to create what we refer to in the book as an inflatocracy, where we are giving people money that don't produce anything through the form of welfare, through the form of entitlements. And look, I know that becomes very controversial because people say, well, I paid in a Social Security, I paid in a Medicare. Yes, but what you paid in and the benefits that you'll take out are substantially different, and the government has lied to you. I mean, in one of the breaks, I heard you talk about the commercial about the government would lie to us about UFOs, and I agree with you completely, George.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And they have lied to us saying that there's plenty of money in Social Security, there's plenty of money in Medicare. It could never have succeeded from day one. Number two would be to demand our politicians to pass balanced budget amendments immediately. There are 47 states that have them now. Those states cannot run deficits, and they have to balance their budgets. And if we had had a balanced budget amendment back in the 80s, we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in right now.
That's right.
We also need to allow for alternative currencies. We need to break the dollar's monopoly to create currency competition. Look, we could have never gotten away with this, George, had the United States not been the reserve currency of the world. That's how we've been able to export a lot of our inflation here in America.
It's been a blessing and a curse, hasn't it?
It truly has. And what we have to understand is that if we lost our reserve currency status, it would cost us a fortune. You'd see interest rates go up 5% overnight.
Well, and that's possible. We could lose it.
I think, quite frankly, George, it's inevitable now that we are going to lose it, or we're going to at least be part of a basket. In other words, like there'd be a special drawing right from the IMF that would have some yuan, some dollar, some yen, some euro, and some gold maybe. But it won't just be strictly the U.S. dollar. I think, and people say, well, that can never happen. George, people forget that the pound sterling used to be the reserve currency of the world till we replaced it under the Bretton Woods
Agreement.
That's
right. We did it. That's right.
Yeah, so we can do that. I think also we need to start a better tax system. We need to have a more egalitarian tax system, a flatter tax system, a fairer tax system, so that if you have a Panzer division of accountants, you can get away with not paying taxes. Plus, on the other side, the 47% of all Americans that pay no federal income tax, they should start paying some, George. And I know that's not popular either. But let me tell you, when you have some skin in the game, you start looking at things differently. I mean, think about it. If the government's going to continue to give you freebies and you don't have to pay for it, you're going to keep voting these rascals back in.
Sure, absolutely. And they know what to do in order to get your vote.
Absolutely. And hey, it's kind of like the studio, George. If everybody in the studio shared with the electric bill every month, I guarantee you when you left at night, all the lights would be shut off. You know, it's just how human nature works.
Yep.
I think we should think about possibly restoring a gold standard. I think we should encourage states to authorize the use of gold and silver coins or other commodities like oil, copper, what have you, like the state of Utah has done just recently.
I'm sorry, Craig, go ahead.
And then also finally, of course, adopt your own standard where you can protect your own finances, because keep this in mind, George. Governments never go bankrupt. A government can't go bankrupt. The country never goes bankrupt as long as there are taxpayers. Now, the government can bankrupt the taxpayers. They can take 100% of your money and bankrupt you, but the government can never go bankrupt. And so that's why we have to understand, isn't it sad that we have to say this, George, that we as Americans have to find a way to protect ourselves against our own government? And I hate to make blanket recommendations on the radio because I know you have millions of listeners and one size doesn't fit all. But talk to somebody that knows. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that are giving advice right now, and there are great alternatives, many of which people can hear by just listening to your sponsors.
That's right.
I mean, you offer a lot of great information to people.